dominating the headlines. Driving these headlines is a global movement for women to play a fuller role in the world, making it more important than ever to teach girls to develop their voices and to use their voices to stand up and be counted. Hello, I'm Olivia Haas with the National Coalition of Girls' Schools. With female empowerment making headlines around the world, I asked Megan Murphy, the executive director of NCGS, what she tells families who may be considering a girls' school.
I encourage parents to ask questions of themselves, and ask questions about their daughter's current school. For example, are girls at my daughter's school really on the front lines of leadership? Are they class president? Are they editors of the student newspaper? Are girls at my daughter's school actively called upon and encouraged to participate in class? Are there fewer girls than boys in upper-level science and math classes? And does my daughter's school value girls' athletic teams as much as they do boys' teams? Are budgets, staff, and facilities equal? These are just a few sample questions that I think are really good for parents to reflect on and think about as they're seeking the very best school for their daughter.
To learn more about girls' schools, visit ncgs.org or follow NCGS on Twitter at Girls Schools. Pep Talks is a project of the National Coalition of Girls' Schools, the leading advocate for K through 12th grade girls' schools. With more than 230 member schools around North America and beyond, NCGS is dedicated to educating and empowering girls to lead lives of commitment, confidence, contribution, and fulfillment.